You know, the other thing I do want to put out there, and I don't want to frighten anybody, you know, because I said that, you know, trains would be hit, and they have been.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I'm worried about, the next thing I'm worried about are trucks. You know, trucks coming in and out. I'm very, very concerned, and I hope that...
fuel trucks?
No, no. Any trucks that are coming in, refrigerator trucks, food trucks, whatever. I'm just concerned about trucks. You know, and I think that if we could get extra security to check the trucks, whether they're... See, I come from an old trucking family, but my father was in trucking. But
okay.
Whether they're being piggybacked or whether they're being, you know, coming in, I think that people should check trucks more.
You mean that you think they're bringing something in?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to ask you a couple questions that could frighten a lot of us, but I want to get your views on it.
All right.
One is, over the last couple of months, Sylvia, we've been having guests on who seem to be in the know, who thinks they think that nukes will go off in America. Some say that the suitcase nukes are already here. They're planted here. What do you see?
No, I don't see that at all, George, and I'm not being mispositive. I don't see that at all. No.
Well, that's... I'd rather hear that from you than what they're saying.
I don't
believe
that.
I hope if you're right about anything, right about a lot.
I don't believe that at all. That's not going to be the way the world is struck. No. And I do think that regardless of how much we can bitch and groan, although I do think that FEMA should have gotten over and helped those people, that really ticked me off.
No, that was a disaster.
It was terrible. I mean, we were right on the button when it came to the tsunami, but here's our own people. We can't do anything with them. But no, I don't see us going up in a big ball of flame. No, I don't see that at all.
What about this girl in Aruba, Natalie Holloway? She hasn't been seen in months now.
She's in deep water, and what bothers me so much is, of course, see, they're governed by different laws. I know that the guy that was the son of one of the politicians,
yes.
I know that all three of those boys, and especially him, they know a lot.
See, now he's in the Netherlands going to college. They let him go.
I know,
which
sure.
Is incredible. Now, when you say she's in deep waters, you say she's dead.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And dumped.
Oh yeah, absolutely. She was dead right after she was missing.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people were hoping, if anything, maybe she was kidnapped, taken on a ship somewhere, and she's in some slavery. Which,
no. She's no. You know, I always say to people, you can only be two places. You're either here or there. And she's not here, so she's there.
I mean, do police still ask you for help?
Oh, all the time. All the time.
It seems like they seem to have forgotten all about the Chandra Levy case. Remember that one? Out there
oh,
in
sure.
Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
I mean, they found
the bones. I was on Paula Zahn, and I said, you keep walking over. You know, and
yeah.
Sure enough, they did. And I said, the bracelet is there and everything. And Paula called me afterwards and said, oh, my God. I said, she's right on the side there, and you keep walking over.
What a strange murder, Sylvia.
Yes. Yeah.
And I have my suspicions, but...
Me too, but we won't say it over the air.
Yeah, you can't without proof.
Mm-mm.
You can't. JonBenet Ramsey, you ever take a look at that again?
Yeah, and I still think... I don't say so much the family, but I think the family has always known more than they've said.
Well, you know, I think you're right about that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to interview a friend of mine who's done a lot of research into that, and, you know, he's got his own suspicions as well.
Absolutely. I do, too.
Saddam Hussein, supposed to come up for trial eventually.
Isn't that crazy?
What's going on there?
Well, of course, he won't get off, but, I mean, you know, how ridiculous he's going to come up for trial. What are we going to, who's going to plead his case, you know?
He's already saying that he did some of these things, but I don't think he's plea bargaining yet.
No, but you can bet your life he's going to try to.
You had said that you thought that he would never get to trial, that he'd be dead before this happened.
I think the man is very ill. Have you looked at him? He looks sick.
Oh, he does. He looks like he's got some disease.
Oh, yeah.
Osama bin Laden, you still think he's gone?
Oh, I think he's dead. I don't care how many tapes they put out there. You know, it's like... Let's say that I give you 15 tapes, okay? And I'm dead. But and you keep releasing tape after tape.
And you make them somewhat generic where they have...
Absolutely. And they say, well, hell, Sylvia's still alive. George keeps putting them out there.
Well, you don't know, God forbid, but when that day ever comes, let's say 100 years from now, and maybe you're not with us, I'm still going to play your old tapes. you're going to live forever. Montel and I have a deal. We're going to just play your shows over and over.
Listen, considering how long my family lives, you couldn't be too wrong, because... no one in my family on both sides died before they're 94 or so.
Oh, that's something. Hey, how's he doing, by the way, Montel?
You know, bless his heart. I can tell you this, and he doesn't mind it. You know, he is in pain, but what a trooper. I mean, he does all the right things. He takes vitamins. He eats his protein. He takes all kinds of supplements. He also exercises every day. I mean, you got to realize, George, he's had this for 20 years, and... most people that have had it this long, especially bilateral like he does, are in wheelchairs by now.
I like him. I just, he's just a decent...
well, he and I have been together. I told him, I said, hell, we've been together longer than most marriages. You know, we've been together 16 years.
Yeah, that is a long time. It is a long time. Sylvia, any predictions you want to make?
Just
on your own mind?
No, like I said, I just wish that the security would watch trucks more. That's the only thing that bothers me, is the trucks coming in and out, you know.
And you see that more immediate than long-term?
Yeah, more immediate, yeah.
How about gasoline prices? Where are they going to hover?
Gasoline prices are going to go up. And, you know, I know that's a horrible thing, but, you know, they've been $5 over in Europe, and not that I think that's great, but... I don't see them coming down anytime soon.
Yeah, they're going to hover around the $3 level probably.
Yeah, well,
long,
you know, I did go to the lake with my son over the holiday. And, you know, nobody was on the road. And I know why. It's because we had a Volkswagen. But it's because they can't afford the gas prices.